This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember last year I told you that hurricane season might be starting earlier and earlier each year, such that when we're telling people that hurricane season starts June 1st, we might need to change that to May 15th. And the reason why that came about a year or two ago was they were noticing tropical storms would start in the latter part of May. Well, a hurricane, one of the Pacific hurricanes, had formed over the weekend and lashed southern Mexico. And this is, we're still not in June. I mean, we're close, but this was pre-June. And it's called Hurricane Agatha. It was the first of them. So the first of the named storms, already a hurricane. I believe it hit the coast of Mexico as a Category 2. Interestingly, though, it's on a skinnier part of Mexico, and it could very easily strengthen in the Gulf. Now, this Category 2 storm has been the strongest in May to hit Mexico's Pacific coast since record-keeping started back in 1949. The remnants could gain strength in the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean and then become the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane system. If it does become a hurricane, the name changes. The name changes to Alex, the first of the Atlantic hurricane list. They believe that the storm could possibly reach Central and South Florida by the weekend. So this is one of the stronger ones we've seen pre-June hit May, and it's coming from the Pacific. They are expecting Hurricane Agatha to weaken over today, dissipate over southern Mexico. But the NHC, the National Hurricane Center, estimates that there is a 60% chance that Agatha's remnants could turn into the first tropical storm of the Atlantic season, because as it goes over the Gulf of Mexico, if the Gulf of Mexico has warm water, not to mention the Caribbean, it could then gain strength, and then it would be called Alex. WFTV reported it could form around Cuba and then also impact Central and South Florida. According to National Hurricane Specialist Robbie Berg, says despite strong upper-level winds over the area, the system could become a tropical depression while moving northeastward over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the southeastern Gulf of Mexico later this week. So as we told you, the winds were at about 105 miles per hour when it hit. Then winds reduced to 70 miles an hour. We see a lot of flooding. And we see looks like waist deep water in some areas. So this is supposed to be, and I knew this is just one of those years where, you know, if drama is going to happen, it's going to happen. And Colorado State University researchers are predicting an above normal active Atlantic basin hurricane season. Remember, this was a Pacific one, and Pacific, you know, we don't really follow a lot of those because they don't necessarily hit us. But one crossing over obviously gets our attention. So in a press release in April, researchers said they expected 19 named storms, surpassing the 14.4 mean, with 9 hurricanes, 4 of which could be classified as major, by major a 3, 4, or 5 category. So June 1st is supposed to be the start of the hurricane season. It's supposed to run until November 30th, but we are seeing multiple special tropical weather outlooks over the years before June 1st, and we already have a first hurricane with Agatha. So September is usually the most active month. Hurricanes are categorized by their wind speed, designated as following using the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. So if you have winds between 74 miles per hour and 95 miles per hour, it's a Category 1. The fact that the winds have already dropped down to 70 puts it at a tropical storm level and not necessarily a hurricane. But once the winds go up to 74, it's considered a hurricane. Category 2 winds is 96 to 110 miles per hour. Category 3 is 111 to 130 miles per hour. Category 4 is winds of 130 to 156 miles per hour. Category 5 is where the winds are over 157 miles per hour. The amount of damage that can happen is still extensive. With Category 1, they say it's minimal. They're, you know, mostly, you know, with the exception of some flooding. But I still think Category 1 hurricanes still can cause damage. Extensive damage definitely comes with the Category 2 100-mile-per-hour winds. But then devastating damage with a Category 3, which is under 130 miles per hour, catastrophic with a Level 4 or 5. So, you know, these in any given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages 12 to 14 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major. As we spoke about before, Hurricane Katrina was back in 2005. It had grown to a Category 5, but by the time it hit land, it was about a 3. It still killed 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage. They say the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane back in 1900. Over 10,000 people died. So what predicts a bad hurricane season? The El Nino and La Nina atmospheric interactions. El Nino is where the sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, causes increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region, and that has been linked to lower active hurricane seasons. La Nina is opposite. It has below average sea surface temperatures extending from the western to the east central Pacific, and then that on the west, or not on the west, but on the for the Atlantic, forecasts a more serious hurricane season. Warmer water temperatures in the Atlantic and Caribbean, as well as monsoon activity in Africa, increase hurricane activity. They also say there's a special loop going on right now in terms of the warm water in the Caribbean and eastern Atlantic or western Atlantic area, where if the water temperature doesn't cool quickly beneath the surface, if it's warm, that can fuel hurricane activity. So our hurricanes will be Alex, God forbid, hopefully we don't, Alex, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl, Fiona, Gaston, Hermine, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Martin, Nicole, Owen, Paula, Richard, Sherry, Tobias, Virgin, and Walter. Whereas the Pacific is Agatha, Blas, Celia, Darby, Estelle, Frank, Georgette, Howard, Yvette, Javier, Kay, Lester, Madeline, Newton, Orlean, Payne, Rosalind, Seymour, Tina, Virgil, Winifred, Xavier, Yolanda, and Zeke. I'm really worried about Zeke. Something tells me a Hurricane Zeke's not going to be easy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so when we talked about marijuana and the legalization of marijuana, I had told you guys that I voted to legalize marijuana in my neck of the woods. I know some of you are like, well, what about the kids? What about the car accidents and the dropout rates and all that? And I told you why I wanted to have it legalized. The first major reason is I wanted it studied. I did feel there were some medical applications, and I felt much of the science was stalling because of all the restrictions. And so I loved the idea of figuring out what we can use this for, because some of my patients that did later admit to using marijuana, I noticed they didn't get diabetes as quickly. You know, they had different blood pressure issues. And it started to make me think, maybe there can be a medical application for marijuana. So to legalize it allowed there to be some more wiggle room in terms of science, people coming forward, and us learning about it. The second reason is I thought our police were already overwhelmed. to have them have to, on top of that, be dealing with marijuana possession charges, I thought was too much. But the third reason, which I told you guys years ago, and I haven't spoken about too much, is because I foresaw that there was going to be restrictions in pain medication to those people who were in pain. And that there was going to be this witch hunt for doctors who would treat people's pain such that all these individuals with cancer, with spinal stenosis, with failed back surgery, with amputations, whatever, if they couldn't get their pain medications, they were going to be in trouble. And so at least have access to something that might have a pain benefit. Now, a recent study has come out, again, touting the pain benefits of medicinal cannabis. This was a study looking at cancer patients. They said medical cannabis reduces pain and the need for opiate painkillers among cancer patients. This was published in Frontiers in Pain Research. And they suggest that medicinal cannabis can be carefully considered as an alternative to pain relief medicines that are usually prescribed to cancer patients. So, you know, we've been using Marinol, an oral form of a cannabis derivative for people, you know, who have had nausea. But we're also finding that cannabis makes people nauseous. So we have to be very, very careful with how we're treating and people's expectations. But the question that's going to keep coming up is the enthusiasm seniors have for marijuana. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And so I'm mixed, okay? I am very frustrated with the way we're handling the quote-unquote opioid crisis. Opioid overdose deaths have risen each year after all the restrictions and the threats and the lawsuits that doctors and pharmaceutical companies had. So if doctors, I haven't written one narcotic since 2016. I haven't. I haven't been in a job where it was asked of me. My current job says we don't do narcotics. I haven't written one. Nobody. Most doctors have not written narcotics. But the numbers are going up. Why are overdose deaths going up? Well, because nobody's looking at what's coming over the border or what's coming in from China or the illicit drug use, which has to be looked at. So my concern is, you know, our older individuals will have pain, some pain or another. You know, I was hiking in Sequoia, and I didn't need to take anything. I didn't need a Tylenol or ibuprofen. But, man, my hips hurt. My legs hurt. You know, I mean, you do miles of walking, and you just, you know, whereas when I was in my 20s, it wouldn't hurt. Pain hits us. Pain affects us. And so we want to know that there's going to be medications available. And if opioids aren't going to be available, then, you know, you want something there for people to use. The thing is people are using cannabis for depression. They're using it for anxiety. They're using it for insomnia. And cannabis is not necessarily completely benign. We noticed that marijuana could affect people's blood pressure, even increase it in some cases. Marijuana could cause heart disease, a heart attack. Marijuana has been linked to stroke. So if you have a 75-year-old parent and they're not feeling well and you know, because of pain, and you give them cannabis, it has to be very supervised. You have to let your doctor know, which is another reason why I want marijuana legalized, because I live in an area where there's tons of seniors. And you know, seniors are kind of the age group where marijuana is taboo, so they're not going to admit it. Now, young kids admit it all the time. I mean, it's, you know, but the older generation not won't admit it. And as a doctor, we need to know. Cannabis could interact and interfere with other medications. You know, some of you have been asking about the medications that you can't take with Paxlovid. And we talked about Viagra, colchicine, cholesterol medications like the statins, Valium, benzodiazepines. I can't say if there's any interaction with cannabis. I don't know, because I don't think it was studied. If it was illegal where Pfizer was studying it, they couldn't study it. But the FDA fact sheet has a whole bunch of medications that you can't mix. I just can't say if you can mix it with marijuana or not. Cannabis, especially. So cannabis for older individuals can be dangerous. And so they say if you have a heart condition, you could be at higher risk of a heart attack or stroke. Smoking cannabis could raise your heart rate and blood pressure. They also say it could increase your chance of having an arrhythmia, Well, if you have an abnormal rhythm, that rhythm could put you at risk for stroke. It could put you at risk for angina, heart attack, as we spoke about. Now, some people, cannabis can lower your blood pressure. Remember I told you I had one patient where I was like, wow, I don't get it. Your blood pressure was high. Why is it normal all of a sudden? Did you donate 5 pints of blood? They go, no, I smoke weed. So, you know, but then on the flip side of that, if you smoke marijuana, do Viagra, take some other medication that might drop your blood pressure, you could drop your blood pressure too low and be syncopal. So older individuals are a lot more vulnerable to the idiosyncrasies of marijuana, and we have to be very, very careful when they use it. What makes cannabis use a little frustrating, because many of you have said, you know, why aren't doctors prescribing it more? What's taking them so long? It's because we don't know what you're getting. Every store can sell a brand or, you know, call it what, Pineapple Express or whatever, and that doesn't necessarily mean it is going to be replicated and consistent with something at another store. So we don't necessarily know what concentration you're getting. It's not regulated. I mean, once it regulates, then sadly, that's when it gets really expensive. Pharmaceutical-grade cannabis can be very expensive, but that's where we're going to go. One is because there's money that could be made, and companies are going to want to make it. But also in medicine, we need to know what you're getting. We need to know that it's pesticide-free. We need to know that it's, you know, it doesn't have mold on it or contaminants or other chemicals on it. We need to make sure it's not laced with fentanyl. Some people are getting marijuana, we're hearing, that has been laced with fentanyl. And so if you have an older individual and they're in pain and you're thinking, you know what, let's just give them some cannabis, I totally understand that. You're not a bad person. But make sure you have that conversation with the medical provider. I think cannabis is going to have fantastic medicinal uses, but I think many of the products out there are just not consistent. And that's another thing. I can't tell you how many times somebody has tried it, said, well, it didn't work, and somebody said, well, you didn't get the good stuff. Then they get a different, let's say, brand or go to a different store and they feel it. If there's not that consistency, if you have a loved one who says, nothing's going to help me, I'm just going to kill myself, no, you need to hopefully intervene, get a medical provider intervene and say, look, we understand you're in pain. There are other things we could do. But right now we have such an anti-pain control attitude in this country that I think is driving people to anxiety, driving people to depression, and it's a very, very scary time for somebody older. You know, if an older person already feels like they're losing their memory, they're not being relevant, they feel like they're a burden on their family, and on top of that, they're in pain, that person might not be very willing to move forward in life. And I am for enhancing somebody's quality of life. And if marijuana does that, that's fantastic. But just realize an older person could fall. They could have more memory issues. It could actually worsen their paranoia. It could worsen their depression. There's different brands. You have indica, sativa. There's some hybrids. And so those are things that you really have to take into account. So, and then sleep. For some people, they sleep really, really well. For other people, it can mess up their sleep. So if you have an older individual that's having trouble sleeping, getting grumpy, being forgetful, find out if they've been taking marijuana. Us as doctors now, we know to ask. We know to ask patients, go, wait a second here, what else are you doing? I don't like the smoking aspect of it. I almost prefer the edible. I do understand the edible, the concentration has to be different. Got to keep that also away from kids. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The prices of ground beef and chicken breast rose by more than 20% per pound between March and April, according to new data from the Department of Agriculture. The USDA also reporting that hot dog meat rose by 14.5%, while packaged hamburger and hot dog buns were 11.2% more expensive. The price of ketchup increased by 15.8%, while mustard became 11.2% more expensive. This as President Biden is meeting with the leadership at the Fed Reserve, which National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says is a normal occurrence.
It's standard practice for presidents from time to time to meet with the chair of the Federal Reserve to get their perspective on the economic outlook.
Biden also welcoming K-pop sensations BTS to the White House Tuesday. USA Radio News. There's no stopping sticker shock at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new gas price record just as millions return to work from the long holiday weekend. AAA putting today's national average at $4.62 a gallon. California remains the most expensive at $6.16. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says as people continue to hit the roads over the summer, gas prices won't be going down.
If more people are hitting the road and you have this sort of increased demand at gas stations, you could see these prices stay high throughout all of summer and into the fall.
Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for March shows a 20.6% annual jump in home prices that tops a 20% gain the month before. Tampa, Phoenix, and Miami posting the biggest gains, with Tampa prices surging nearly 35%. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. Having a little bit of issue here with my earphones. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, great. We have the dog still in the studio driving us crazy, but that's okay. She'll go home soon. So, now there's a study. And you know what? We keep getting these studies, and these studies are pretty... I don't know. I'm mixed on them. Where if a woman is your partner, you know, or you have a partner, or you're have a choice of being married or single, if you're married, a happy wife means a longer life. Now, you know, I've been married 25 years. I don't know if I've added years of life to my husband or not. And I'm very scared that maybe my being with him could actually worsen his health. So we have a great marriage, but it just seems to me that if you're single, you want to go on a trip, you can do it. you want to go and have sex with somebody, you can. It just seems like you're footloose and fancy free. And when you're married, it seems like you're always confined. You always have to check in. You have this extra stress. You have in-laws. You have, some animal threw up in the house. I cleaned it up. But, you know, these are things that sometimes cause stress. But no, studies keep showing that if you're married, it could decrease your risk of death by 20%. They say researchers looked at medical records of 500,000 people in their 50s in Asia over 15 years. They found being married was associated with a 15% overall lower risk of death from all causes compared to those who lived single or unmarried. They said those who tied the knot had a 20% lower risk of dying from accidents, injuries, and heart disease. Men benefited the most from being married, seeing the biggest drops in mortality. Previous research has also shown men are less likely to take risks, be involved in accidents, or consume alcohol and drugs when they're married. So marriage provides a protective effect. They also say better financial circumstances, healthier lifestyles come with marriage as well. But that was going to be my theory, that when you're married, you're going to be less likely to go out with the guys and get completely messed up. Because, you know, it's going to be like, you know, toe tapping, like, you know, so you might also not smoke. You know, if your wife smells the smoke or the pot on you, then, you know, you have issues. And it's funny because my husband really isn't a drinker and doesn't really smoke. Maybe he'll have a cigar once in a while. You know, I'm the type of person that wants to, oh, yeah, let's go out and party. Yeah, let's go to the club. Let's go to whatever. So my husband, actually, he's the one that kind of has to, you know, be like, all right, look, let's we're old. Let's go to bed at a decent time. And me, I could stay up late, you know, and because I wake up early, I could use less sleep. But I think older individuals and married individuals might be starting to think more about the unit as a whole. And having a family unit is something that keeps getting brought up in terms of our evolution. We, as humans, were never always monogamous, but we have chosen to have a monogamous sort of family union as now being the traditional family. It's not that traditional anymore. You have people that have multiple kids with multiple women and you know, larger families and, you know, people that break up and things like that. So it's a little different now in this day and age. But we keep going back to is the unit of the family, the typical traditional unit, better for one's survival? And it's an interesting concept because these studies keep saying that if you're married, you live longer. Married men live longer. And is it really all about the alcohol? Do single men always smoke? No. You know, are they having, you know, a lot of sex? No. It seems like the average bachelor, single man can have a lot of sex, but if there's a man that's still running around out there in their 50s and 60s, not married, there's a chance that they, you know, they're not going to attract a long-term sexual partner. And so there might be something else to it. And maybe it's the, well, I have to live for these other people. You know, it's really interesting. For me, I took care of myself in terms of trying to eat right and exercising. But when there were health issues in the family, it was all about the family. And then came time for me to make sure I didn't have cancer, because we thought I had a cancer scare a couple times. And what really prompted me to go to the doctor was, well, I need to be there for the kids. I have kids. I have a husband. I can't leave them. They can't be alone. And I think the drive to make sure you are there for your other family members might prompt you to go and see a doctor, or medical provider, might prompt you to be taking those daily vitamins, to be working on your bones. You know, it's interesting. My doctor gave me vitamin D to take for my bones, and I didn't take it. I'm like, I don't want to take anything extra. I don't like taking pills. I don't like taking medication. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to take a once-a-week medication. I'll just get some sun. But then I tripped and fell. And I fell in the house, tripped on a broom. It took me a little while to get up because you really sting and it really smarts. And I looked up at my son, and I'm like, if I broke a leg or broke a bone, now he's got to take care of me. And I'm like, oh, hell no. No, I'm going to make sure I have strong bones, because the last thing I want are my kids to have to take care of me. I want to be able to be as functional as I can. So now I'm making health decisions for them. And same thing for my husband. I don't want my husband to have to be, you know, dealing with me, you know, not being able to, I don't know, have sex or whatever, you know, because I broke a hip. I want, you know, them to be able to, you know, still have their regular activities. So maybe that's what's going on. And we are saying goodbye to the traditional family unit of there being two parents, the kids, everybody in one household. You know, it's different these days. There's multiple people in your child's life. There's a stepmom. There's a stepdad. There's stepchildren. There's half-brothers, half-sisters. And personally, I think the bigger the family, the better it is. I think that also helps. But these studies keep saying married people. And, you know, I look at marriages as it's a partnership. It's a lot of work, but a lot of stress. A lot of stress. And I would think the stress would put somebody at increased risk for heart disease, you know, or for heart attack or for stroke or for diabetes or if you have a partner that brings you down. You know, I mean, originally I was very obsessive about working out. We got to work out. We got to exercise. We got to exercise. We got to work out. And my husband, even though he was pretty athletic, wasn't as into it as me. Like, we got to go to the gym. We got to do this. I got to work out. I got to, you know. And you know, I noticed I started to exercise a little bit less because he was okay with not exercising as much. That's an issue. If your partner is not health conscious and starts to change your attitudes towards what to eat, that could bring you down. And so I'm wondering about these studies that keep saying being married, especially being married to a woman, you know, seems to, longer life. I do think there is that potential that you could be with somebody that is toxic. I look at Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I don't know who started drinking and who started doing drugs. But, you know, if one person's getting drunk and you're sober and you're bored, then you might go and drink with them. So these studies, I think we need to take with a grain of salt. I think it does, though, remind us that health is teamwork. It takes a village. And for your children, it means they need to look at how you take care of yourself, how you take care of others, and they need to understand that you want to be healthy not only for you but for them. I'm no good to my patients if I'm sick. I got the COVID vaccine because I didn't want to be in a hospital, not because I was worried about being in a hospital with COVID, but how am I supposed to work if I have COVID? I have to be healthy to take care of others. So it's an interesting concept, but, you know, happy wife, happy life looks like it's still the same. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So France wants some answers as a French journalist has been shot and killed in Ukraine. This is according to French President Emmanuel Macron. Journalist Frédéric Leclerc Imhoff was in Ukraine to show the reality of the war on board a humanitarian bus alongside civilians forced to flee to escape the Russian bombs. He was fatally shot. Macron said, I share the grief of the family, friends, and colleagues of Frédéric Leclerc Imhoff, to whom I send my condolences, to those who carry out the difficult mission of providing information in theaters of operation. I want to reiterate France's unconditional support. France's Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna said she had spoken with the governor of Luhansk and asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate. She said this is a double crime targeting a humanitarian convoy and a journalist. He was only 32 years old and worked for CNN affiliate BFM TV. They also have released a statement saying they are very, very saddened. They said he was a victim of a shrapnel while he was following a humanitarian operation in an armored vehicle. He was accompanied by his colleague Maxime Brandstatter, who was slightly wounded in the strike, and then their quote-unquote fixer, Oksana Luta, who was not hit. Fixer, I think, is a term for editor. I have to double-check. Or producer. And so, sadly, he had worked for the company BFM TV for 6 years, was on his second trip to Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. You know, we had lost a couple Fox News reporters in this war. Pierre Zagreski, a 55-year-old longtime photojournalist, and Oleksandra Sasha Kuvshinova, a 24-year-old Ukrainian journalist working as a consultant for the network. They were both killed near Kyiv. Now, all eyes have been on how Europe handles the stress of what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. We're a little insulated, you know. We're having issues with gas, and in fact, I had a Facebook memory pop up from a year ago showing the gas prices higher, and it just kind of reminds us our gas prices were going up before this, but they especially skyrocketed since. So I see both sides, but we have multiple issues with our economy and the choices this administration has made. But there's no doubt that the war is accelerating or accentuating issues that we're having. And all eyes have been on the European Union and how they can do without their reliance on Russia. I think we should be already working on minimizing our reliance on China, but I don't know what steps are being taken in that fashion. But Europe has relied on Russia for oil and, you know, Ukraine for food. And so this dependency is now putting them in a very tough situation. And the European Union, in support of Ukraine, wants to sanction Russia. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck told CNN that Europe's strength and determination has certainly suffered during the quote-unquote wrangling between the European Union member states over the new sanctions against Russia. They say it's a compromise, and perhaps we live in a time when too many compromises not only cloud but destroy clarity in the end. I'm certainly not happy about that. So Habeck accused Hungarian leader Viktor Orban of ruthlessly persevering his own interests during the negotiations of the sixth package of EU sanctions against Moscow. So if you remember, Hungary declared a state of emergency because they need fuel, and I think they may be trying to figure out how they could still work with Russia. And a state of emergency allows them to fend for themselves and not necessarily have to go along with the other European Union members. Denmark and Netherlands are about to be cut off from Russia's natural gas. Danish energy company Ørsted and Dutch gas trading firm GasTerra warn that Russia is going to turn off the taps as soon as today because they have refused to make payments in rubles. Moscow did the same to Poland, Bulgaria, and Finland. Ørsted said it had no legal obligation to pay in rubles in its contract with Russia's state energy giant Gazprom, and that the payment deadline is Tuesday, May 31st. They're still going to continue to pay in euros, but they're not going to change them to rubles. They said there is a risk that Gazprom export will stop supplying gas to Ørsted. This will be a breach of contract. The company said it has prepared for an abrupt break to its Russian gas imports and has been filling up storage facilities in Denmark and Germany. GasTerra and Gazprom will discontinue their gas deliveries beginning today, so 2 billion cubic meters of contracted gas will go undelivered between now and the start of October. So 4% of Denmark's total energy consumption and 2% of the Netherlands comes from Russian gas. So it's still not enough. It's going to be stressful, but they can still function. So I understand their decision to stick with the European Union and say, look, you know, sorry, we're going to stay put. But sadly, the longer this goes and the more stressed these countries are, especially with higher fuel consumption, you know, in the summer or then in the winter for the cold, the summer with travel, the winter with the cold, that could then turn into a every man for themselves. And if the countries don't form this united bloc with the help of Ukraine and there's some dissent, Russia can later take advantage of those dissenting countries and use them to their advantage. And that's a scary thought where that could go. Hopefully it doesn't go there. So the Hungarian government did win a major concession from the European Union Monday, securing a near total exemption from the bloc's ban of Russian oil imports. This exemption will help the populist government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban keep prices at Hungarian gas pumps in check, only for Hungarians. So the government introduced a system of dual pricing at gas stations across the country. The price of petrol is capped at about $1.30 per liter or $4.92 per gallon for Hungarians. Foreign drivers filling up in Hungary are going to pay a lot more. So the Hungarian government first imposed price restrictions on fuel and some basic food items in November. They want to soften the impact of the rapidly rising prices of voters ahead for the key election in April. Our gas prices still going up. Our gas prices, I was in California, in rural areas of California, and man, it was high. And I get it. Memorial Day weekend, rates went up, but we were averaging $6 a gallon in California. And this wasn't that Beverly Hills station that everybody sees. These were just normal stations. 60% of Americans said they would make more trips this year compared with last year. Even though higher prices are causing travelers to scale back, you know, travelers had, and we're going to be talking about this in the next hour, it was a mess this Memorial Day weekend with canceled flights, staff shortages. So people didn't want to travel and then be stuck. So they went places where they could have a car. Same thing with us. We took a car out to Sequoia. And we, you know, but with that, we spent hundreds of dollars of gas. So, you know, I think the national average is now at $4.62 a gallon. Prices are up more than 50% compared with last year. Analysts say gas prices usually peak by mid-May, though we're expecting that this to continue to rise into July. They're saying national, it's going to hit $5 a gallon or more. We've been in my neck of the woods at $5 plus $5.39. $5.59, $5.79 a gallon already in my neck of the woods. So with average, they're including, you know, rural America, Midwest, some areas where they have lower gas. The Gulf states might have lower gas because of how close they are to the refineries. But, you know, it's not easy. So going back to what's happening in Ukraine, sadly, Russia has made some advancements. Three killed in Slovyansk. As Russia forces continue with missile strikes, Ukrainian official says most rural settlements around Severodonetsk have fallen to Russian forces. And Zelensky has welcomed the new EU sanctions against Russia that is calling the delay, quote-unquote, unacceptable. So he needs help, Ukraine needs help, and we're starting to see more instability. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.